Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into Topic 11, Production, Use, and Disposal of Important Chemicals and Materials. This is a topic that examiners absolutely love. It brings together industrial chemistry, environmental science, and materials science all in one place. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the big one, the Haber process. This is the industrial method used to manufacture ammonia, and it's one of the most important chemical processes in the world. Without it, we wouldn't be able to produce the fertilizers that feed billions of people on Earth. The equation you need to know is nitrogen gas plus 3 molecules of hydrogen gas in the presence of an iron catalyst at 450 degrees Celsius and 200 atmospheres of pressure produces 2 molecules of ammonia gas. The reaction is reversible, that's shown by the double arrow, and it's exothermic, releasing 92 kilojoules per mole. Now here's the bit that trips candidates up every single time. The conditions chosen, 450 degrees and 200 atmospheres, are a compromise. Let me explain why. The reaction is exothermic, which means it releases heat. According to Le Chatelier's principle, if you lower the temperature, the equilibrium shifts to the right, towards the ammonia, giving you a higher yield. But lower temperatures mean a slower rate of reaction. You'd be waiting forever for your ammonia. So 450 degrees is chosen as a compromise, fast enough to be economically viable, but not so hot that the yield drops too low. Now for pressure, there are 4 moles of gas on the left side of the equation and only 2 moles on the right. Higher pressure shifts the equilibrium towards fewer moles of gas, that's the right side, giving more ammonia. So higher pressure gives better yield and faster rate. So why not use 1,000 atmospheres? Because the equipment to withstand extreme pressures is enormously expensive and dangerous. 200 atmospheres is the economic sweet spot. The iron catalyst doesn't change the position of equilibrium. It doesn't affect yield at all. What it does is speed up the rate at which equilibrium is reached. This is crucial. Candidates often say the catalyst increases yield. It does not. It only speeds up the reaction. Moving on to fertilizers. Ammonia from the Haber process is used to make nitrogenous fertilizers. Plants need 3 key elements to grow. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, often written as N, P, and K. A great memory hook here is Naughty Plants Kick, N, P, K. Nitrogen is needed for leaf growth and protein synthesis. Phosphorus supports root development and energy transfer. Potassium helps with flower and fruit production and disease resistance. Fertilizers are essential for modern agriculture, but overuse causes a serious environmental problem called eutrophication. Here's what happens. Excess fertilizer washes off fields into rivers and lakes. This is called leaching. The extra nutrients cause a massive growth of algae on the water surface, called an algal bloom. The algae blocks sunlight, so aquatic plants below can't photosynthesize and they die. Bacteria decompose the dead plants, and in doing so, they use up all the dissolved oxygen in the water. This is called deoxygenation. Fish and other aquatic life suffocate and die. The whole ecosystem collapses. Now let's talk about 2 important calculations you must be able to do: percentage yield and atom economy. Percentage yield tells you how much of the theoretical maximum product you actually obtained in practice. The formula is percentage yield equals actual yield divided by theoretical yield, multiplied by 100. The theoretical yield is what you'd get if the reaction went to completion with no losses. In reality, yields are lower because reactions may be reversible, products are lost during collection, or side reactions occur. Atom economy is different. It's about how efficiently the atoms in your reactants end up in the desired product. The formula is atom economy equals the relative formula mass of the desired product divided by the total relative formula mass of all products multiplied by 100. A high atom economy means less waste. Examiners love asking you to evaluate industrial processes using atom economy. A process with 100% atom economy produces no waste products at all. A critical mistake candidates make is confusing these two. Remember, percentage yield is about how much product you got compared to how much you could have got. Atom economy is about how efficiently atoms are used in the reaction equation itself, regardless of how much product you actually collected. Now let's look at corrosion. Rusting is the corrosion of iron, and it requires both water and oxygen to occur. The product is hydrated iron, oxide. The X in the formula tells you the amount of water varies. rusting is an oxidation reaction, iron loses electrons and is oxidized. There are several ways to prevent corrosion. Physical barriers work by simply keeping water and oxygen away from the iron surface. Examples include painting, oiling, greasing, and plastic coating. These are effective as long as the barrier remains intact. If the paint chips, the iron underneath will start to rust. Galvanizing is coating iron with a layer of zinc. Zinc is more reactive than iron, so it oxidizes preferentially. Even if the zinc coating is scratched, the zinc continues to protect the iron by acting as a sacrificial metal. This brings us to sacrificial protection. Sacrificial protection works by attaching a more reactive metal, typically zinc or magnesium, to the iron structure. The more reactive metal corrodes instead of the iron. This is used on ships' hulls, underground pipelines, and oil rigs. The key point for examiners is the sacrificial metal must be more reactive than iron, and it must be in electrical contact with the iron. The zinc or magnesium is gradually consumed and must be replaced periodically. Now for life cycle assessment, or LCA. An LCA is a systematic analysis of the environmental impact of a product across its entire life, from raw material extraction, through manufacturing and use, to final disposal or recycling. The four stages are raw material extraction, manufacturing and processing, use phase, and end of life, which includes disposal or recycling. LCA data can be used to compare different materials or products and make more sustainable choices. However, examiners often ask you to evaluate the limitations of LCA. The key limitation is subjectivity. Different assessors may weight different environmental impacts differently. For example, one LCA might prioritize carbon emissions while another focuses on water use. This means LCA comparisons between different organizations can be unreliable. Finally, let's cover materials. You need to be able to compare the properties of glass, ceramics, metals and alloys, polymers, and composites. Glass is an amorphous, solid, non-crystalline made mainly from silicon dioxide. It's transparent, hard, brittle, and chemically inert. Alloys are mixtures of metals designed to have improved properties compared to pure metals. Steel is iron mixed with carbon, stronger and harder than pure iron. Stainless steel adds chromium and nickel for corrosion resistance. Aluminum alloys are lightweight yet strong, used in aircraft. Ceramics are hard, brittle, and have high melting points. They're excellent electrical and thermal insulators. Polymers have diverse properties depending on their structure. Thermoplastics soften on heating and can be remolded, while thermosetting polymers form permanent cross-linked structures and cannot be remelted. Composites combine two or more materials to get the best properties of each. Carbon fiber reinforced polymer is lightweight but extremely strong. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic comes up in multiple question styles: short answer, calculations, and extended writing. For the Haber process, the most common 4-6 mark question asks you to explain why specific conditions are used. The examiner wants to see the conditions stated, the effect on rate, the effect on equilibrium position, and the compromise explained. If you just say 450 degrees gives a good yield, you'll get one mark at most. You need to say a higher temperature would increase the rate of reaction, but as the reaction is exothermic, it would shift the equilibrium to the left, decreasing the yield of ammonia. 450 degrees is a compromise between rate and yield. For calculations, always show you're working. If you make an arithmetic error, but your method is correct, you can still earn method marks. Write the formula first, substitute values, then calculate. Always include units where relevant, though percentage yield and atom economy are both percentages, so no additional units needed. For corrosion questions, be precise with your terminology. Don't say zinc protects the iron. Say zinc acts as a sacrificial metal, corroding preferentially because it is more reactive than iron, thereby preventing the iron from oxidizing. That's the kind of language that earns full marks. For LCA questions, if asked to evaluate, always include a limitation. The classic limitation is subjectivity. Different organizations may reach different conclusions from the same data because they weight environmental factors differently. When comparing materials, always refer to specific properties. Don't say metal is better than plastic. Say steel has a higher tensile strength than polyethylene, making it more suitable for structural applications. Section 3. Quick fire, recall quiz. Let's do a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the 3 conditions for the Haber process? Answer: 450 degrees Celsius, 200 atmospheres, pressure, iron catalyst. Question 2. What does the catalyst do in the Haber process? Answer: it increases the rate of reaction but does not affect the yield or equilibrium position. Question 3. What is the formula for percentage yield? Answer: actual yield divided by theoretical yield multiplied by 100. Question 4. What is the formula for atom economy? Answer: relative formula mass of desired product divided by total relative formula mass of all products multiplied by 100. Question 5. Name 2 requirements for iron to rust. Answer: water and oxygen, both must be present. Question 6. What is eutrophication? Answer: the process where excess nutrients in water cause algal blooms, leading to deoxygenation and death of aquatic life. Question 7. What is the key limitation of a life cycle assessment? Answer: it is subjective. Different assessors may weight environmental impacts differently, making comparisons unreliable. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from this topic. 1. The Haber process uses nitrogen and hydrogen to make ammonia at 450 degrees, 200 atmospheres, with an iron catalyst. The conditions are a compromise between rate and yield. 2. Fertilizers provide N, P, and K for plant growth, but overuse causes eutrophication through leaching into waterways. 3. Percentage yield measures how much product you got versus how much you could have got. Atom economy measures how efficiently atoms in the reaction are converted to useful product. Ferrosion of iron requires both water and oxygen. Prevention methods include physical barriers, galvanizing, and sacrificial protection, where a more reactive metal corrodes instead of the iron. 5. Life cycle assessment evaluates environmental impact across 4 stages: extraction, manufacturing, use, and disposal. Its key limitation is subjectivity. 6. Different materials, glass, ceramics, metals, alloys, polymers, and composites, have distinct properties that make them suitable for different applications. Always justify material choices using specific properties. That's it for topic 11. You've covered the Haber process, fertilizers, percentage yield, atom economy, corrosion, LCA, and materials. Make sure you can explain the compromise in industrial conditions, distinguish between percentage yield and atom economy, and describe sacrificial protection accurately. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.